This is File 20, Cycle 3. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is January 14, 2018. I am interviewing Noel Sloan, who is the president of the Salisbury Scoville Memorial Library Trustee Board. He's going to talk about his position as a board president and trustee and a little bit about the renovation that's just been completed on the library. But first, we'll start with the genealogical information. You see, I already made a mistake. What is your name?
Noel Sloan.
Without an E?
Without an E at the end.
And your birth date?
The 18th of December, 1961.
And your birthplace?
Liverpool, England.
And your parents' names?
John Joseph Sloan, Ellen Irene Sloan.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Hewson, H-E-W-S-O-N.
Do you have siblings?
I have one sibling.
A brother?
A brother.
Named?
John Paul, who lives in England.
How did you come to this area?
In 1980, I was fortunate enough to win an English-speaking union scholarship to the Hotchkiss School. And I was a senior at Hotchkiss, and that was the first time I'd been to America, the first time I'd come to this area. And I fell in love with Salisbury the first time I saw it.
Wonderful. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. And that was your first trip. Now, you got a job here.
Yes.
Not here, but in the
yes.
U.S.
So what happened was, I went back to England. I went to university in England. I went to Oxford.
Oh, so did I.
As did you. And I worked in the city. In financial services in London, and I was working for an American bank, and they asked me to transfer to New York. And I had somewhat mixed feelings about transferring to New York, but I thought if I came to live in America, I would be able to come back to that charming village, Salisbury, and that is what I did. And I was very fortunate, and I was able to buy a weekend house here.
And that's where you've been ever since?
That's where I've been ever since.
When did you come back to New York? To work?
1996.
Okay. Now, did you start coming up here on weekends?
Yes. The first summer I was here, which was 1997, I rented a house in Amesville. And I was extremely lucky. I looked at a few houses to buy. I knew I wanted to buy. And I found one that I really liked. And I bought it. And I've had it ever since.
Oh, that's fortunate. How did you get involved with the Scoville Library Trustee Board?
I was friendly with somebody called Claudia Warner, who was a wonderful contributor to this community. And she raised the issue with Sarah Wardell, who was then president of the library, and as you know, had also been the director of the library. And we met, and very happily, Sarah was eager for me to join the board, which I did.
Wonderful. And that would have been about when?
That was effectively 15 years ago, so
2003?
2003, yes. Yeah, 2003.
When you joined, were you just on the board or were you an officer?
No, I was not an officer. I was just on the board, and after a while, I became co-head of the development committee, but I was, in fact, before I became president, I was never an officer.
Okay, so you went right to the top.
I went right to the top.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. What's the term of office?
For presidents.
For president.
It's an annual election.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm now in the fifth year, but I announced at the last board meeting that this will be my last year. I will stand down in the end of June of this year.
Oh, I'm glad I caught you when I did. When do you normally meet as a board?
We normally meet on the second Friday of every other month. So it's at the moment we meet about six times a year.
Okay. And how many are on the board?
It's about 12 or 13 at the moment.
Okay. Trick question. What does the board actually do?
The board is responsible really for two things. The first is setting the strategic direction for the library. And the second is that it's responsible for the library's financial well-being. It's also responsible for overseeing the operations and evaluating the director's performance.
That's quite a lot to do.
Yes.
It's quite a lot to do. And then the renovation was on top of that.
The renovation was completely on top of that, absolutely, yes.
Where did that idea come from for renovating?
The board thought about making some changes to the building for quite some time before I became president.
Mm-hmm.
They thought of building an extension at the back of the building to have a whole new entrance and probably an elevator at the back of the building. So there have been ideas about changing the building for some time. Shortly after I became president, we engaged an external consultant to help us come up with a long-term plan. And we interviewed people in the community. There were online interviews. We had focus group meetings and interviewed some people individually. And we compiled all the information. And it became very clear that there were some very specific things that people in the community would like to change about the library. One of them was that people would like what was the reading room, the original reading room, which was being used as the children's library. Many people wanted that to be restored to being a reading room. So that was one thing that was wanted. Another thing that came through very clearly in these surveys was that people really did want a staircase, a link between the two levels of the library. And when the board reviewed all of this, it was very, very clear that the board completely agreed with this. Many or most trustees had already thought we should be doing this.
Yep.
And so that was really the genesis of the renovation.
That must have been about 2014?
Yes, 2013, 2014. Second half of 2013, early 2014, that's absolutely right.
It's taken a long time.
The renovation?
Well, from start to finish, yes. Not extensively long time, but in order to get the ideas and to do the interviewing and then to actually do the physical work.
Yes, yes.
It took a long time.
There was an awful lot done. We actually thought we did it rather quickly.
Well, yes, there was a tremendous amount done compared to some of the other renovations that I've interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate enough, because John Hoffman is my neighbor.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I've got a very extensive from him on that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of work to have been done because the 1980s was the last big one.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That was the last big one.
That's right, and that was a big extension. So what we had to do was, before we could actually start to do any work, we had to appoint a contractor,
mm-hmm.
and we had to appoint a designer. And so what we did was, we reviewed or considered four different designers. There was a formal process, and we chose a local designer, Poesies Design.
Mm-hmm.
We did not choose them because they were local. That was an added benefit. We chose them because we thought that they really were the strongest candidates.
Oh, good. I wondered about that.
No, we were quite clear. We thought they were the strongest candidates. We thought they were the most imaginative. We did think it would be a positive to have a local designer, but that was not the reason they were chosen.
Good.
That was absolutely not the reason. We were perfectly willing to recruit designers from outside the area if we thought they were the best. We wanted the best. That was the answer. We wanted the best.
And your contractor?
Contractor was Burlington Construction.
And they were very good.
They were very, very good. Again, we had a process. We looked at three possible contractors, and again, we wanted the best. And we decided on Burlington because They have done, as you may know, quite a lot of work in this area. We contacted people and organisations for whom they'd worked, and the references were excellent.
Yeah. Well, that's what you want in any job.
Yeah.
You want the best, and you want to check references.
Absolutely.
Price is important, but it's not necessarily the most important.
No, it's not the most important. In fact, we expected that Burlington would probably be a bit more expensive, not massively more, than the runner-up in this competition, and we were completely fine with that.
Good. Now, you had to raise the money. This was all private.
We had to raise the money, absolutely. And what happened was that the scope and the extent of the project increased as we went along.
I noticed.
So, originally, just to give you a little bit of background, originally, what we were really thinking of doing was just reorganising this floor, the main floor. Mm-hmm. So we were going to restore the reading room. We were going to move the children's library, but the goal was really just to redo the main floor and ideally put in a staircase between the two levels. And it was really the designers who came up with a very, very unusual and absolutely excellent idea of using part of the downstairs area, which was not then being used for very much, and putting the children's library there. And we realised that it was an excellent idea. We also realised that this was going to increase the cost of the programme. Mm-hmm. And we decided that it was such a good idea that we would go with it. Mm-hmm. So in the end, we raised $1.7 million.
All privately.
For every single gift was as a private donation.
But that shows what a wonderful community
Completely.
We are.
I couldn't agree more. People were very supportive. They were very generous. The other thing that I would add is they showed great faith in what we were doing. Because all we were able to show them were some sketches and plans and designs. And people gave an awful lot of money based purely on sketches and designs, and I would hope, their confidence in the Board of Trustees.
They knew the board, they knew that they were doing something absolutely wonderful, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's the library or the new fire department that they built or a new ambulance. This community is extremely generous and trusts the people in charge.
I completely agree, and that was exactly our experience.
Wonderful. And it's nice to have it reinforced.
Yes, no, but you're absolutely right.
I know the vision changed over the time because things got changed around and they got added. And when I was doing the other Isabel Sloan, and she had said that they were going to put the DVD stacks right in the middle of the open area. And she said it looked horrible.
Yes.
And we changed it because it looked so horrible.
Yes.
But it wasn't something that they had envisioned
to
be horrible.
I think one of the things that I think we learned going through this was the importance of being flexible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's important.
Very, very important. And actually one of the main examples, which I think is actually of great historical significance, both the library and the town, is that we all knew that in the main circulation area there was a beautiful barrel ceiling which had been covered over with a false ceiling. We knew that, and quite early on in the project we did discuss the possibility of removing the false ceiling, and all of us decided not to do it. Cost was a very, very important factor. But we decided that there really wasn't a need to do it. I'm very happy to say what happened was the fundraising went so well that I suggested to the board that we reconsider the whole issue of whether we should remove the false ceiling.
Oh, good for you.
And good for the board, because after a great deal of discussion, it was a very, very difficult decision, because we knew that it was going to be very expensive. Mm-hmm. We also knew that it wasn't fundamental to the library's operations to remove it.
But it adds to the aesthetics so much.
So much. So anyway, absolutely. So we discussed it very carefully, and again, unanimously, we decided to remove the ceiling, the false ceiling. So we actually reversed course on what was an important issue, so we showed flexibility, but the reason that we were able to revisit the whole issue was because the fundraising was going so well. Mm-hmm. So again, to your point, that is a great tribute to the community.
And to the Board of Trustees for being flexible enough to see the value in this. When I was doing Isabel Sloan, she said, I went up there and I looked at it, and she says, I couldn't vision it. I just couldn't see it. And then the more we talked about it, the more it came into perspective for me.
Yeah.
And I think that was probably the way with all of the trustees.
I think that's right. I mean, the cost was a big issue.
Oh, yeah.
A very big issue. We were also concerned not just about the cost of removing the ceiling. We were also concerned that in removing the ceiling, that our ongoing running costs, that our heating costs would increase. And then, fortunately, the contractor explained to us that they would add some new, very, very good insulation above the barrel ceiling, and that it was very unlikely that the operating costs would rise. So that also made us feel quite good.
Mm-hmm. And then storm windows were later put on too.
Storm windows were later added, and they're very, very clever because you really can't see that they're there.
Yes.
They were done extremely well. I think one of the themes throughout this is that we really did try to use the best people throughout the project.
Well, you get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for.
I built a house.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you get what you paid for.
Yeah. And
we did.
You did. You had a beautiful building to start with,
yes.
And you have enhanced it tremendously.
Yes, well, thank you.
I used this library since 1967. So I go back a long way, and I know some of the changes, and I think that this one is phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm not saying that because you're the president of the Board of Trustees. If I didn't care for it, I wouldn't say anything.
Right, right.
What were some of the other decisions that were hard to make?
That, I think, was the hardest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The other one, which was a big decision, which I've already referred to briefly, was simply that the designers had come up with an idea which we had not envisioned, namely to effectively use part of the downstairs area, which wasn't being used, and move the children's library there. That was a case where, frankly, as soon as the designers explained this to us, and they'd given us some very good sketches, it was really a case of as soon as they showed it to us, we realised it was a good idea. So that was a relatively easy decision, even though we knew it meant we would have to raise even more money.
Yeah.
But the brilliance of the idea just spoke for itself.
And it's easy access because
yes.
You've got the parking lot.
You've
started the garden on the other side.
Yeah.
It's another thing that I found very helpful was that you kept the library open as much as you could.
Yes. Yes, that's nice of you to mention. We were eager to keep the library open as much as we could. We did have to shut it, but in the big picture, not for very long.
Oh, no, no.
Maybe 3-4 weeks,
that's
maybe five.
About it.
It was really not very long. And we used the downstairs area as a temporary library, which was, I think, really set up very well and worked very well.
They did a wonderful job with that.
Yeah.
Because you had your computers, you had your magazines and newspapers, and you had the books.
Yes.
And the staff was very flexible and very willing to work. And those were hard conditions.
They were. And one thing that was interesting was we took the opportunity of closing the library to reorganize and recategorize the collection.
Yes.
Which overall has been well received. This was the director's vision. She wanted to move away from the Dewey system towards a category system, history, biography. Anyway, we took the opportunity of all the books had to be moved off-site.
Oh, I know.
And so they were, the staff worked very hard to reorganize it.
It was a big process.
Big process.
A very big process.
Very big process. So my point really is it wasn't just that we were renovating the building, but we did take that opportunity to reorganize the collection.
Well, it was more efficient doing it that way,
yes,
because
yes.
the books were off the shelf
exactly,
anyway.
Exactly, exactly.
Several years ago, I was the one that read all of the nonfiction to determine what was going on the computer and what wasn't.
Mm.
So, and that was a big job, and I was doing it by myself.
Yeah.
So I can understand. You would probably say the time frame for the renovation was about 3 years?
Yes, that's about right.
Started late 2013 and finished up in 2000.
Well, it depends when you... Yes, the whole project from
the
conception...
The whole process.
Yes, would have begun in... because we started on the long-term plan in the second half of 2013. I can't remember when the building work actually began, but I would say that the whole project, beginning to end, was probably about 4 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that was from conception.
Yeah, that's what I want,
is
the whole,
yeah,
the whole
thing. To completion.
What do you see as some of the advantages now?
I think we have a much, much, much more attractive space. In fact, an incomparably more attractive space. I think that the building is also much more practical. It's much more user-friendly. We have a whole area in the reading room where people can sit with newspapers and books and magazines.
Do.
And they do.
They do.
We also, as a small part of the renovation, we put in a fireplace. We restored the fireplace in the reading room. So now there's a fire.
I noticed that. I was taking a picture of the 15th century carving that was over the mantle. I did a tidbit on that particular carving, and I didn't have a picture of it. And I noticed the fire in the fireplace.
Yeah, that was. We have. It's much more practical. We have that as an area. We have some meeting. We have two meeting rooms on the main floor now, which we didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
We have multiple sitting areas. We have, which you've already referred to, the access to the library is now so much more convenient. One can park in the car in the parking lot, which we extended. One can park in the parking lot, come in at the downstairs level, and go up the stairs to the main level. So I think the answer to the question is we have a much more attractive space, but it's also much more practical.
What haven't I asked you that I should?
I think one thing I really want to convey is, or add to what we've talked about, is that we recently learned, to our absolute delight, that the library's renovation was one of five finalists in a worldwide interior design competition. The competition is called the Best of Year Interior Design Award. The library was one of five finalists. It was the only building which was an old building and renovated. All of the other finalists were brand new buildings built from scratch. We didn't win. The winner was a truly breathtakingly beautiful library in Thailand. But we were surprised, in fact, astounded.
Yes.
And deeply, deeply honoured that we were one of the five finalists. We got a plaque for this achievement.
Oh, good.
Which will be added somewhere as a permanent exhibit in the library.
It should be. Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, it should be.
Yeah. So, I think the other thing that we've talked very much about the generosity of the community, and as you know, there are many examples of that. The two other points I do want to add to that. We have a really, really gifted, hardworking, enthusiastic, in fact, a visionary board of trustees. And we couldn't possibly have made these decisions if we didn't have such an able board. It just wouldn't have been possible. And the other group I really want to praise are, of course, the staff.
Definitely.
Who had to work very hard. They showed that they had to really, among other things, to show great willingness to change, both in setting up the temporary library and then adapting to the new building. But they worked very hard, and as I said, when the library, during the renovation, the books were moved off-site, and the staff rearranged them, all a great deal of work. So it just wouldn't have been possible if we didn't have three things that aligned: a very generous community, a visionary and hard-working board, and very dedicated staff. It just wouldn't have been possible.
We are very fortunate.
We're very fortunate.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.